Chapter 1. Boom. Josh was in bed. Suddenly, boom! His pictures blew off the walls. The door blew open. There were bits of window on his bed and on the floor. And there was dust, lots and lots of it.
I can't see! Mum! Gran!
He shouted. He ran out of his room.
Where are you? Are you okay?
Josh's grandmother was still in bed. He helped her, and together they went out of the house. His mum was already in the street. The house next to theirs, number 65, wasn't there. Well, it was still there, but it wasn't a house now. There was just a front wall and a lot of bricks. Josh and his family waited and watched. The people from the other houses in the street were there too. Suddenly, the front wall came down. There were more bricks and dust in the street. Everyone shouted. There was a cold wind on Josh's face. It blew out of the bricks.
What was that?
Asked Josh. But no one answered. Josh arrived at school at 8:45. He met his girlfriend, Jazz, in the classroom and told her about number 65.
No, I don't believe it, she said. Was anyone in the house?
No, they're on holiday in Egypt.
They didn't turn off the gas in the kitchen, so there was a lot of gas in the house. Then something turned on, a light or something, and boom! The police think, but Josh didn't finish. There was a face, a girl, next to the door. Suddenly he was cold.
Who?
He whispered. Everything was quiet. There was only her face. She was older than him and pretty, but she wasn't happy. He looked at Jazz, then he looked across the room again. But where was the girl? She wasn't there. Something touched his arm.
What?
He turned quickly.
What's up, Josh?
Asked Jazz.
What are you looking at? There was a girl. Near the door, he said. Who was she?
What girl?
Asked Jazz. Josh didn't answer.
I didn't see anyone. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm cool, he said. He tried to forget about that face.